You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good morning. This is Todd and Todd, live from New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location, direct from Interphex, Day 3. Todd, we have a very interesting guest up next. It's going to be a great cap to the morning run. We've had a good bunch of chats so far.
I don't want a cap to the morning run. I want the morning to keep going on. The conversations are absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, let's get right to it. Say hello to Louis Roy. He is the president and owner of Optel Vision. Louis, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into our what promises to be an intriguing conversation, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I founded Optel Vision at school 25 years ago already. Our main focus was bringing technology to increase the safety of the product, you know, of the different manufacturer. So we kept that focus since the last 25 years and growing our business into the pharmaceutical, which safety of the product is very critical.
Outstanding. Well, go deeper on Optel. Really dive in on how you serve your market.
We are specialized in bringing inspection technology and track and trace technology to the packaging line. We developed, since the start of the company, a lot of knowledge in optics, in software, in mechanical engineer, in controls. So we really specialize our expertise into packaging line. So we bring technology to packaging line to increase the safety and meet regulatory compliance in the pharma, mainly.
Louis, you may be shocked to hear there's more than one serialization company here.
Not shocked. I hope so, okay. For the industry. Otherwise, we'll be in big trouble.
Obviously, I'm being a bit of a wise guy, but what makes Optel different? What sets you apart?
We decided to take a vertical approach, really a complete approach for the packaging line. So our company have all the structure to take one packaging line and implement everything that is required for inspection and track and trace. So we have all the software, mechanical designer, automation engineer, validation people, project manager, field support. We drill the hole, we pass the wire, we help validate the system, we train, and we support. So this required a very unique structure. This required a global support network and engineering support. It's why we have engineering everywhere around the world, in India, in Europe, in North America. And this is kind of hard to grow structure, but we believe that it is what is required to make a project successful for implementing technology on packaging line.
One of the biggest challenges that we hear from our audience is the use of site servers that exist outside of the ERP environment. Talk about how you help them deal with that issue.
Our strategy is keep it simple. The more complex you make it, the more chaotic it will become, especially implementing track and trace, deploying track and trace. There's a big risk that you become in a big chaos. So we always look at the architecture of even a line and then at the higher level to try to make it simple. And of course, the technology have evolved. The supplier at the IT level have evolved. We took a decision not to go at the IT level. We just, our expertise is at the line level. So we decided we won't go at IT level to manage serial number. But we found out a lot of partners, SAP, Axway, TraceLink, RFXL, and Frequent, many others that can do all the IT management, and they are only doing that. So it's a great gap, it's a great division, because we have experts in IT that we can work with, and we are the expert in packaging line that we can handle our job. And we were able to convince customer to remove a site server and go directly with their global repository, like we've done with TraceLink. It's in cloud-based solution, and we connect directly from the line to the cloud-based solution. So they don't need to have an external, an additional layer at the site level to manage serial number, which just create a bottleneck. If the site server is down, all the plant is down. But if you go with an approach like we do, the line will be running even if there's a problem with the corporate server. So we made it simple and very reliable.
Louis, if I'm the CFO and I look at the investment that folks are asking me to make in a serialization, to implement serialization, my knee-jerk reaction is no. It's just too darned expensive. I mean, and there's all kinds of compelling reasons to do it, but convince me that I ought to make that kind of investment.
But, of course, there's regulatory compliance. Already, we see countries like China who have done and succeed this implementation up even to the aggregation level. Turkey have done it. So I think around the world there is proof that it's feasible. And it's an investment, and the technology will prove it's a return on investment later on, because of course people now see the investment on the infrastructure, but the philosophy and the supply chain will change, because now there will be so much power into the technology that will bring track and trace that it will revolutionize supply chain. It will revolutionize return, recall, diversion, control, counterfeit, of course, fight against counterfeit. So there'll be a lot of benefits. But our approach also to customer, you know, you got to start slowly, especially now we have the chance for the people who are strictly selling in U.S., you have the chance that you have a delay. You have up to 2017 to serialize the items and 2023 to aggregate. And the complex part is the aggregation. And aggregation requires more modification to packaging line. So our approach is we recommend to customers start with unit level serialization. That's easier to implement. That's a lower cost. Then you can start piloting one line with aggregation to understand the effect on all your operation. Because the track and trace, once you aggregate product into a case and you need to keep this information valid, this have impact on all operation in the plant, the warehouse, the DC, the QA. But unit level serialization doesn't have such an impact. But we recommend to our customer, okay, unit level serialization is not a big challenge, so go take one line, look at how to implement aggregation, and then understand the business impact that you'll have on all your operations. And then prepare later on, because now you have 10 years, prepare every time you buy a new machinery. Okay, look, now you understand what is the aggregation, prepare the machinery to be ready for that, to make it simple, to lower the cost, because in 10 years, a lot of lines will be upgraded. So the time to know what you need to have, what will be the requirement when you build a new URS for a case packer, it's the right time to understand what will I put in my URS for the new machinery to be compliant with the aggregation that will come in 2022.
Well, Todd, speaking of investment, you and I just recently learned that Optel will be doing a significant investment in expansion in Europe, the Americas, and Asia.
Yeah.
Tell us why you're doing that. What's that going to do for your capability to serve a broader market?
Well, We're a global company. We're already, I think, one of the leaders on the market with the most presence. And as mentioned earlier, we took the step not to work with third party. Our line level is so critical, and the complexity of the technology that we are implementing on the line level requires experts. And we don't want to let that to other. So everywhere where we go, like we follow our corporate customer, we make the promise we will follow you wherever you are. So our corporate customer, they brought us in China, in India, in South America, in Europe, in Africa. They are bringing us everywhere. So our promise is that wherever you bring us, you'll have local support. Because if a track and trace system on the line, on packaging line is down for any reason, a sensor or a camera or a printer, the line will be down. And we know for the pharmaceutical industry that a line down is a big waste of money, a big loss of money. So our promise is that we will support directly with the expert as close as possible. So it's why this investment is mainly to support our customer globally. Wherever they are, they'll have project manager, they'll have support technician, mechanical engineer, documentation people, to make the deployment smoother. And not having a company, let's say, based in North America, supporting implementation in India with 12 hours of difference.
Mm-hmm. If I'm a customer, or more importantly, a potential customer, and I hear that story of you'll follow me wherever I go, very, very compelling. I want to dig a little deeper on that and say, how do you find that skill? I mean, that's a challenge for you internally to find that kind of talent in the location that you need it. How do you do that?
Well, I say to everyone, the world has changed. Internet brought a dimension. Like 2 years ago, not maybe 2 years and a half, we had nothing in India. No business, nobody. I went on internet using LinkedIn, and I found my India director, who were the perfect guy, who all had all the contact. So within 3 months, the guy started working for us. And now in India, we believe to be number two, only after 2.5 years. And
wow.
We have the one of the best team. Our customer in India saying that you have the best team because we have the best technique for to recruit. The world has changed. Tell me to hire someone in South Africa. Give me 3 months and I'll hire you an expert in South Africa.
I'm glad we have that recorded. No, I just love it. Really, that just the passion and the confidence with which you just said that is really inspiring. I mean, it really is, because it's such a tough challenge. And it almost, like, you're looking at me like, hey, no big deal, Todd.
We've done it.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. The word I've changed.
Louis, we're sadly drawing near the end of InterFX. What will be Louis' key takeaway from this great event?
Well, I think we're noticing that people still are... even I think the interest has increased. People see now that it's going to be FDA mandate, so it's serious.
Mm.
So people have to start looking.
All right. Well, Louis, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about OpTelevision?
Well, our website, of course, and we have people all over the world to support and do site survey and presentation, education also.
Okay. Louis Roy, president and owner of OpTelevision. Louis, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science, Kinet Radio's live coverage from InterFX. We'll be right back.